Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Lamed, the 30th Perek. Let's remember that we're coming shortly to a close of Iyov's final monologue, where he speaks through his innocence and really talks about his suffering. Last Perek, he spoke about how he misses the days of old, pre-suffering Iyov, where he enjoyed so much goodness in life, so much honor as a judge who sat in the courts of the nation. Here we're going to contrast that with his current situation, which is one of deep suffering and misery. And we're going to compare Perek Chavtes, the 29th Perek we just read, to Perek Lamed, the one we're about to do, in order to see the distinction or the differences that he makes between these two. The first point he makes is that he is ridiculed. He is socially rejected. And as a result, he is isolated from society. The first 8 psukim, he spends 8 entire psukim talking about the type of people who mock him. Let's take a look at some of them. In Pasuk Aleph, he says, Va'ata and now, sachaku alai tzi'irim. Mimeni leyamim. These youth who are younger than me, they're people who are laughing at me. Which kinds of people? Asher ma'asti avosam. I looked down on their forefathers. They're from low-class families. They're people who I don't consider their lineage or their family line to be important. Lashit im kalvetzoni. They are the kinds of people who would hang out with the dogs of my shepherds, right? They are unimportant. They are low-class. And these are the kinds of people who are now beginning to mock me and make fun of me. And you can hear the irony. I used to be important, and now it's not just the yeshishim that he spoke about, the elderly who used to stand up for me, who now don't respect me anymore, but even the youth, even the young people who are ridiculing me and looking down on me. These are people who, Pasuk Vav, Ba'arutz Nachalim Lishkon, they're people who dwell by the riversides. Again, not like the Sha'arim where he used to dwell at the gates of the city, but horrible places. Chore Afar V'chefim, and holes in the earth and in the rocks. These are not people I look up to. And we have to ask ourselves, why is it that he spends so long talking about how unimportant the people who disrespect him are? And obviously the reason is because the thing that he values most is honor. He spent a long time last Perek talking about how important he is and how honorable he is. And here he is being rejected, not just by the highbrows of society, but even by the lowlives of society. And we have to ask ourselves, is this really what he hopes for most? Is honor the most important thing to him? Remember that this is a man who's mourning the destruction of his children, the loss of his children, the loss of his livelihood. Everything is lost for him. And yet the thing he chooses to focus on most, at least at the beginning of the Perek, is I've lost respect. And I think that the answer is that it's not just that he's a person who values respect, but also it's his identity. It's who he is. The whole language of who Iyov is. Iyov is a person who is honorable. Iyov is a person who people look up to. If we recall right at the beginning of the Sefer, where the Satan strikes Iyov for the second time, his description of what he's about to do is, he says, Or ba'ad or, v'chol asher la'ish yiten ba'ad nafsho. The only reason why Iyov doesn't strike out at God the first time round is because a person will do anything to save their own flesh and to save their own neck. A man will give anything, but ad nafsho, to save his soul. I want to strike Iyov in a direct hit. And that's when Hashem allows him to do the second round of suffering. This is personal. This is identity. This is Iyov turning around and saying, I'm not Iyov anymore. I've lost myself. Everything is lost. And that sadness, that misery is what we're picking up on here. As he says in Pasuk Ches, B'nei Navel V'gam B'nei Bli Shem, the people who are mocking me are people who are disgraceful people. They don't have important names in society. Nak'u min ha'aretz, they're people who are broken from the land. They're not important, and they're the ones who are rejecting me. The next set of psukim talk about what these people do. These unimportant, dishonorable people. Here's how horrible they are to me. Here's what they do. Va'ata, and now, negina sam hayisi. I am their tune, their song. They're doing a whole song and dance about me. Ve'ehila hem lemila, and I am their word. And the Ralbag points out this means that I'm all everyone's talking about. I'm the only words they can talk about. The streets, the lowlives in the streets are sitting around talking about the suffering of Eov. It's everybody's conversation. Pasuk Yud, Tiavuni rachakumi meni. They have rejected me. They've distanced themselves from me. Umipanai lo chasku rok, and they are not ashamed to spit at me. Not only are they talking about my suffering, not only have they rejected me, but I'm a laughing stock. They're disgusted by me. They're ashamed by me. And now I'm overwhelmed and consumed by shame and social rejection. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki yitri pitach v'ya'aneni. He says, my bow has been weakened, has been loosened, and now they cause me suffering. And we can contrast this with how he describes his success in the previous parak. Parak Chaf Tes Pasuk Chaf, he describes, Kvodi Chadash Imadi, my honor was constantly renewed. V'kashti b'yadi tachalif, and my keshet, my bow, a sign of strength, a sign of importance, like a bow and arrow, was something which was constantly renewed. I used to be honored again and again, and my bow represented that, and now my bow is weakened. I have no strength. I am a laughing stock. V'resen mipanai shilecho. A resen is kind of like a muzzle, and they have taken off their muzzle from before me. I used to keep them in check. I used to make sure that everybody behaved as they should. I kind of muzzled them, which again we spoke about last time, how everybody wouldn't speak until Eov spoke to them first. But now they've removed that from me. They've cast off their muzzle. They're not afraid to speak about me. And once again, we see what we spoke about last parak, which is that he sees the relationship as valuable if people have reverence for him. And now they don't have reverence. And in place of reverence, when you remove that reverence, there's nothing left. They don't have compassion for him. They just mock him and they ridicule him. Al yamin pircha, on my right side are these young boys. Right, obviously representing strength. In place of my strength are these young kids who are yakumu raglai shilecho. They, when I get in the way, they kick me out the way. They kick my feet out of their paths because they want to get rid of me. The yisolu alai orchos edam. There's two different ways you're going to translate this. The one is that solo means to path, to pave. They've paved a path upon me, meaning that they're so accustomed to mocking me and to ridiculing me that this has become their path. Their mistreatment of me has become so common practice that it is the way of the land. It's the way of society, which again, we're going to contrast here with Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Vav, where he describes his path as something which was paved with butter. Birchot halichai b'chema. So here the path is paved with his ridicule, with his misery. Other people's paths are paved with that. However, Rashi understands the word v'yasolu to mean like immoral behavior. They behave immorally in front of me. They're not disgusted or embarrassed to behave improperly in front of somebody as important as me. Here Eov moves on to a new theme. He spoke about the people who ridicule him and how they ridicule him. Now we really get into the essence of his headspace, his hopelessness. Let's take a look at Pasuk Tes Vav. He says, Hafpach alai blahot. Terror is turned itself upon me. Rashi says it's not the blahot, it's not terror. We've had this word before in Sefer Eov, but it's shadim. These evil spirits have turned against me. Tirdof karuach nidivati. They are pursuing my soul like the wind. Uka'av avra yeshuati. And my salvation has passed over like a cloud. There is a cloud of terror that hangs over me. And once again, remember, the last parak described what is the thing that hangs over him? Behilo neiro alai roshi. Hashem's light was above my head. And now in place of Hashem's light, I have this heavy cloud of hopelessness that's hanging over my head. Pasuk Tes Vav and Tes Zayin go hand in hand. Pasuk Tes Vav, he says, Va'atai, and now, Alai Tishtapech Nafshi, my soul is pouring out of me. Look at these poetic words. Yochazuni Yemei Oni, the days of my suffering are grasping hold of me. But the next pasuk says, Laila Atzamai Nikar, and at night my bones are getting holes in them. They're being like gnawed at. Or pierced, v'orkai lo yishkavun, and my sinews do not sleep or do not rest. Here the Malbim says, at nighttime things are so bad that it's as if my entire essence is being broken apart. I want to die. I'm so consumed by misery that it's over. But yamei oni, and the days of my suffering, what happens? I am being, life is grasping hold of me. There's just enough hope in the daytime to keep me alive. But anything less, I would have died because the nights are so difficult. And this is the definition of torture. Torture is where you have just enough hope, just enough food, just enough sustenance, emotional sustenance to keep going. But it's so bad that keeping going feels like it's not even worth it. And the sustenance that is keeping you alive is a form of suffering in its own right because you're being kept alive. This is Eov's current headspace. Pasuk Yud Ches is a couple of beautiful ways of reading. He says, "Barov koach yitchapes levoshi, with great might, my clothing keeps changing." Let's see why he says that. Kafi kutantai ya'arizeni, and it's as if it's like cotton, it's grabbing hold of me, it's engulfing me. Horeni glachomer, I am thrown on like clay. Ve'et mashal ka'afar ve'efer, and I'm compared to afar, dust, and afer, ashes. Here it could be that what he's describing is his illness. And Rav Schwab understands to describe his illness, what he's saying is as follows, and I'll read from Rav Schwab. He says, the strength intensity of this disease has left him racked with pain and perspiring profusely from high fever, and has caused his skin to ooze blood and pus from sores and abrasions, all of which require frequent changing of clothing. However, the changing of clothing here, according to the Malbim, is not actually his clothing, it's the thing that he's engulfing his body with, which is afar ve'efer, dust and ashes. If we recall, when he receives this illness, it was so bad. He's got this clay, again, this earth, which he's using to scratch himself. And he's sitting in ashes. And the Malbim explains that the top part of his body was full of these dry boils, which needed to be scratched with dust, with chomer. But the bottom part of his body had wet boils, which was so painful. And in order to like dry them up, he had to sit in ashes. So the changing of clothing here, according to the Malbim, is this switch from doesn't know which one to do first. Should he be busy with the ash, or should he be busy with the sand? Which one will help him alleviate his pain? And now he addresses God. And he turns to Hashem in Pasuk Chaf, and he says, Ashava elecha velo ta'aneni, Hashem, I cried out to you, and you don't answer me. Amadati, I stood, and Chazal explained, Amadati, I stood silently in my suffering. Remember, he sits quietly for a week, and he doesn't complain, and he doesn't say anything to God. V'tit bonenbi, and Hashem, you saw me. How could you not pay attention to me? You saw how well I behaved in light of my suffering. Tahapech la'achzari, God, you have turned cruel to me. Uba'otzem yadecha tastimeni, and with closing of your hand, you've hated me. And this really is the essence of his emotional pain. God, you have totally rejected me. You've isolated me, and I don't know what to do. It's hopeless because I don't think you're going to answer my tefillas. And that's the next psukim. He says, I know that at the end people die. Yadati maves tashiveni. I'm okay with death. Ubeit moed lekol chai. That's what happens to everybody. Ach, however, lo ba'i yishlach yad. And there's many different ways of understanding this. The one, the Metzudas David says, but I know that when I'm dead, you won't hurt me anymore. Im befido lahen shua. Once I'm down in the Pido is the destruction, which here you understand, you mean the grave. When I'm in the grave, then I'll have salvation because then you won't hurt me anymore. However, the Ralbag understands Be'i as tfila. And ach lo Be'i yishlach yad, but you haven't answered my prayers. You haven't alleviated my suffering here in this world, or in the very least, let me die. You are showing no compassion to me in my suffering. Here, for the first time, Iyov presents a side of his personality we haven't seen. Pasuk Chaf Hey, and I keep pointing out that this is something we're yearning for. We're actually thirsting to hear this part of Iyov's personality. He says, "Im lo bachiti lekashe yom." I cried for people who were having a hard day. Ah. He has so far said he brought justice to people, but crying he hasn't mentioned. Agma nafshi le'evyon, and my soul was in pain, was distressed by those who were achieving, who were experiencing suffering. He says, I did cry for people, and yet the context of his I cried for people is in the context of, but God, you were meant to save me. If I cried out for people in their suffering, then again, justice. It's only just and fair if you cry out and listen when I'm suffering. And here his weeping is not coming from a place of compassion, but again, coming from a place of give and take, tit for tat, this transactional relationship with God, which really is maybe the entire problem of all of his suffering. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the perek ends with a very poetic pasuk. It says, Vayehi le'evel kinori. My harp has become a sound of mourning. V'ugavi l'kol bochim, and my pipe has become the sound of those who weep. And when I read this, I was reminded of how many people in the last 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, whose families, whose themselves were musical, deeply connected to music, composed music, sang, wrote, were balei tefila. I can think of lists and lists of names of people, and their families in their absence have taken that music and it's become mourning, and it's become sadness, and there's something so hollow and so devastating about those beautiful musical instruments that have become mourning. Here, what Iyov is saying is that my poetry, my beautiful way of expressing myself, and as depressing as, say, for Iyov is, we find his poetry incredibly compelling and heart-wrenching and beautiful. He says, I could write poetry about God. I could write poetry about heaven and earth, and yet the poetry I'm writing is about suffering. Is about mourning. Why, Hashem? Because you have sent me an incredibly difficult life. Next perek will be the final of Iyov's speech for the entire Sefer Iyov. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nach Yomi Chavruta in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael v'Rachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.